Thursday night, Or L'Gimel El Chodesh Halvavos, Hashar HaShvi'i, Shar HaTeshuvah. We're in the middle of the Hakdama, where the Chodesh Halvavos made the point that it's a logical progression to go from Kniya to Tshuva, because to look at yourself in the mirror and say that you have to change things is a function of Kniya. And it's the Yisod HaTshuva. As we talked about Adam HaRishon with Chava, it's really the Yisod of Tshuva, because you're not going to be able to change unless you're able to say that, you know, without excuses or without defenses, that you got a problem. And that takes Kniya, that takes Bittul. Even just to return to Hashem and to... Right, we saw in Shar HaKniya that the big struggle by all Averis is yourself versus Hashem. So to do tshuva, so that could be a different beer in the Chavis Halvavos. Last night we said the beer that sort of to say vidui, to admit it, and to recognize the need to change requires Kniya. Now, I'm suggesting a different beer, that it could be even more simple, that just you're doing tshuva just means you're writing yourself. R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. You're writing yourself. And that is, and that struggle is always between you and Hashem. So you have to have Kniya to do tshuva, because it's Kniya that's going to allow you to return to Hashem, because that's in effect what you're doing. You're being nichna, and that's why in Tillim you'll always find the Lashon Kniya associated with tshuva. So it could be this beer also. So he says, my first hakdama is that tshuva is necessary. The concept's necessary, the idea is necessary, the possibility of tshuva is necessary, the fact that you're not tied down, that you're not tied, you're not mukhrach, you don't have to, if you messed up, you don't have to stay down. You could change. You could return. That is mukhrach, it has to be. Why? Because, he says, people always mess up. And if there wouldn't be the possibility of tshuva, then the world it wouldn't be. Hashem wants a world of growth, of steiging, of climbing, and it's just not mistavra that when you fall, so you can't get up, like that lady in the advertisement. She can't get up, but we could get up. So he says the fact that we always mess up is so. That's his yesod. Why tshuva is something that's necessary, mukhrach to be, almost as if Hashem made us that we have flaws, then he almost had to make the possibility of tshuva. Obviously, he didn't have to, but if he wanted us to be perfect, or to try to be perfect, so then, and he made us that we are flawed, so then he had to give us something to climb out of the boots with. That's what the Chavis Halvavos says. That a person is flawed is true in Svara and from Psukim. B'derech HaSeichel u'midivri Teres Hashem. Shehod ameinu mamalei chalvosov shu chayiv l'fnei Hashem. That a person just doesn't hack it. Hashem min ha-moskol. That's a fancy word for seichel, logic. The Chavis Halvavos likes to, throughout the Sefer, prove things through logic and through psukim and through the Kabbalah, meaning the Torah, Tarshim Alpeh. Here he just says, min ha-moskol, and from the psukim. Min ha-moskol hu b'meshem otzonu matzva odom mishinuyei tva'ov. He has different kochos, different tivium, the hevdele yisodos herkevo, v'nigude tchunos nafsho, the sibos tnuosov. A person is very complicated. A person is very, very complicated. If you learn Shara Vodis Halukim and Perigyud, he goes through all the different emotions and attitudes that a person is capable of. A person is happy, a person is sad, a person can be embarrassed, a person can be, very oz, a person can be shy and withdrawn, a person can be stingy, a person can be generous. It's like opening an Orchas Tzaddikim and going through the table of contents, or looking at the Chavis HaLov Yishar HaVodos HaLokim Perek Yud. He gives the whole litany of a person has a lot of different... A person is a complex Bria, a very complex Bria, and he's capable of all sorts of emotions and attitudes and perspectives and things. He's an Olam. A person is an Olam Mole. Actually, the Rambam in Perish and Mishnayos, in the Hagdama to Perish and Mishnayos, towards the end, makes the same point. He says the world was created for man. That's because Herichu Lachgor Binyan Zeh, when the philosophers looked into it further, Nimtza Ha'odam, they thought, like, what is man? Why was man created? V'chashe Herichu Lachgor Binyan Zeh, Motzu La'odam Po'olim Rabim Ma'od. A person is capable of doing many different sorts of things that you don't find by anything else in the Bria. Sherei kol minei balichayim, the animals, or the ilonos, trees, they do one thing. What does an apple tree do? It just produces apples, doesn't do anything else. An animal has whatever it does in the Bria, that's what it does. Maybe two things, he says. Echad o beis paulim. Kamosh on Rome had the kolim ein lehem paul, alaloha yitzhat tamarim. V'chein shor ilonos, v'chein hachayos. The spider spins a web. That's all it does. It doesn't play tennis in its spare time. It doesn't do anything else. The beaver, the Arye, everybody ends up doing what they do, but it's very simple. They're really simple, maybe not simple organisms. But they're simple in Ya'ad. They're simple in what they do and what their tachlis is and what they're around for. They don't have a variety of different types of actions to choose from. So they have small brains. I'm saying that, he doesn't say that. They're small brains and they're very not complex. So he's making the same point here. That's what Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. He's making that point here. That a person is enormously complex and enormously... You make millions of decisions a day we make that we're not even aware of. But we're always making decisions and sifting and cheshbening. So what? L'kach v'lachein v'nischayu machmas kach, what follows from that, is shinu pu'uloso behesum l'kach. You know, like when he's in a good... It's like if you would say... When he's in a good mood, say he's leibetik, he's zoriz. When he's in a bad mood, he's otzel. When he's in a good mood, he's generous. When he's in a bad mood, he's moody. He has different stimuli. Not only is the bottom line different, that he's capable of doing so many varied sorts of things, but he changes, but Behetem l'kach, he changes how he acts. Behetem to what's going on up here. And therefore, for the chenu also, sometimes the human being he's talking about. Haratzui, something good, v'amaguna, something repellent. Same person, 5 minutes apart, can do the greatest thing and then flop and do the worst thing. It all depends what got hold of him during that second. Maybe a different kolach hanefesh got hold of him. Something happened, you know, he got mad. He remembered something that this guy did to him, and he got mad. Hatova ra ulufika chutzvach l'resen torosi umatzor medini. So, nobody would get away with such a statement today. He says, but that's the purpose of the Torah and of civil law. Now, the Eibishter made a bria that has laws to pashut muzzle people, like to throw a muzzle over them. It's really what the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, Have been misbal b'shlami shel malchus shel molim meiro ishes v'chaim chaim ishes v'eyu chaim blao. She's really making the same point here. So the Torah has to say, person might, you know, say lo sirtzof, don't kill, you know, don't. The person's capable of doing anything, and he's in all sorts of situations. So the Torah reined him in, and he could look at the Bria and get reined in that way. Umatzo Medini, and he had to construct like civil law to calm him down for the basic stuff. The Chavit Halevi really says this in Shara Bodas Olakim also, when he talks about like why it was necessary to give a Torah, why didn't we just have Ha'ora Sichlis, the way he calls it, we'll figure out what Hashem wants from us just through our intelligence. He says, because the person will not be guided by his intelligence. He has too many cookings going on, too many things pulling him in different directions. So that's why Hashem has to say the Torah. The Torah says, okay, this you can't do. I don't care what kind of a mood you're in. I don't care how you're feeling. I don't care if you feel up to it. I don't care if you feel lazy. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. This is what you have to do. You're not allowed to do this. You have to do this. You're not allowed to do this. You have to do this. And that's, he said, one of the reasons Hashem gave the Torah, because the Rabbi Lubavitcher and Shabbat Salakim says, like, why don't we just let people develop through the mind? So this is one of his terutzim. Vashel Dvar Torah Hashem Bekach, that a person is always gets messed up, or messes up, I should say. Hare Mehem Hashem Rakosuf, only some of the psukim in the Inyan is the Pasuk Yetzel Lev Adam Ramin Urav. V'omar v'chol yetzu machshavos libo rak rak ol hayom. V'omar v'ayir pera odom yivoled. V'yomar hein adyareach v'lo ya'ahil v'kochovim v'lzaku b'yeinu v'avki enoshim v'en adom t'leya. V'omar ma'yitztak enoshim kel ma'yizke yeludisha. There probably, I'm sure, there's a beer in each particular pasuk. I'm not going into it on that level. So all of these psukim say that a person is just lacking. And once you're lacking, Hashem almost had to provide that he shouldn't remain lacking. Okay, we'll stop here.